Linguaphone Turkish.
Ders 1.
Unit 1.
Hello.
Merhaba.
Merhaba.
Part A. Key language.
Welcome to Unit 1, which gives you an idea of what you'll hear in the course.
If you haven't already done so, we suggest you read page 2 of your book before listening any further.
This tells you how to study most effectively with the course and achieve the best results. Right, now back to the recording for Unit 1.
In this unit, you'll learn to say what your name is.
Benim adım Aysun.
Benim adım Atilla.
You'll learn how to say hello.
Merhaba.
Merhaba.
And you'll also learn and understand a lot of useful Turkish words and phrases.
To begin, here's the key language for this unit. Just listen to each Turkish sentence and the English equivalent which explains it. And then repeat the Turkish the second time you hear it.
Merhaba. Benim adım Atilla.
Hello. My name's Atilla.
Merhaba. Benim adım Atilla.
Merhaba. Benim adım Aysun.
Hello. My name's Aysun.
Merhaba. Benim adım Aysun.
Now repeat what Atilla and Aysun say, and this time add your own name at the end.
Merhaba. Benim adım.
Merhaba. Benim adım.
So now you can say hello and what your name is.
Now say hello to Atilla and Aysun. Listen and repeat.
Merhaba Atilla.
Merhaba Aysun.
Good. Now listen to this short conversation as Atilla and Aysun meet each other for the first time.
Merhaba. Benim adım Atilla.
Merhaba. Benim adım Aysun.
Merhaba Aysun.
Merhaba Atilla.
When they say hello to each other, Atilla and Aysun will probably shake hands. Turkish people tend to shake hands as a matter of normal courtesy whenever they greet each other.
So, listen to the conversation again, and this time imagine you're Atilla or Aysun. Repeat what they say and picture yourself shaking hands when you say hello.
Merhaba, benim adım Aysun.
Merhaba, benim adım Atilla.
Merhaba, Atilla.
Merhaba, Aysun.
Listen to part A as many times as you need to, until you feel completely confident with the key language.
And when you can, practice repeating after Atilla and Aysun, and then with them.
Part B. Language in action.
Sıra sizde.
Over to you.
Sıra sizde.
Here's a chance to practice what you've learned so far. Using the key language, say how people introduce themselves.
Here again is that example.
Örnek.
Örnek.
That example of how Aysun introduced herself.
Merhaba, benim adım Aysun. Merhaba, benim adım Aysun.
Now you try it. Follow that pattern and say how these people would introduce themselves.
Doktor Selim Soyer.
Suzan Kara. Zeynep Taşkın.
Now check your answers. Listen first to what Dr. Selim Soyer said.
Merhaba. Benim adım Selim Soyer. Doktor Selim Soyer.
Now Suzan Kara.
Merhaba. Benim adım Suzan Kara.
And now Zeynep Taşkın.
Merhaba. Benim adım Zeynep Taşkın.
So, that's how those three people introduced themselves. But now it's your turn to greet Aysun and Attila and introduce yourself.
Listen first to Aysun, then repeat what she says and say your own name at the end.
Merhaba Attila, benim adım.
Now do the same with Attila. Repeat what he says and add your name at the end.
Merhaba Aysun. Benim adım.
One reason why Turkish is easy for English speakers to learn is that quite a few Turkish words are like their English equivalents. For example, listen to these words and see if you can understand them.
Banka.
Banka. Banka.
Taksi.
Taksi. Taksi.
İstasyon.
İstasyon. İstasyon.
Otel.
Otel. Otel.
Well, how many did you understand? Listen and check.
Banka.
A bank.
Taksi.
A taxi.
İstasyon.
Train station.
Otel.
A hotel.
Now listen to those words again, and especially to how they're pronounced, and repeat each one twice in the pause.
Otel.
İstasyon.
Taksi.
Banka.
Whenever you listen to Turkish or read it, try to pick out words that are like their English equivalents. This can help you to understand the main points of what you hear or read.
Let's move on now to the key vocabulary.
When you've learned that, you'll be able to understand and take part in some useful conversations.
Listen to these words and phrases and then repeat them the second time you hear them. Like this.
Türkiye.
Turkey.
Türkiye.
And now you.
Taxi.
A taxi.
Taxi.
Banka.
A bank.
Banka.
Hotel.
A hotel.
Hotel.
İstasyon.
Train station.
İstasyon.
Evet.
Yes.
Evet.
Buyurun.
Yes, sir.
Buyurun.
Lütfen.
Please.
Lütfen.
Now stop for a moment and make sure you're confident with those words and phrases. To check, try to say the Turkish equivalent of each English word or phrase you hear before Attila or Aysun say it.
Turkey.
Türkiye.
A hotel.
Otel.
Yes.
Evet.
Yes, sir.
Buyurun.
Train station.
İstasyon.
A taxi.
Taxi.
Please.
Lütfen.
A bank.
Banka.
Good. Here are some more useful words and phrases. Listen and repeat what Attila and Aysun say after the second time you hear it.
Efendim.
sir, or madam, or miss.
Efendim.
Bir.
One or a.
Bir.
Bir kahve.
One coffee.
Bir kahve.
Derhal.
Right away.
Derhal.
Teşekkür ederim.
Thank you.
Teşekkür ederim.
By the way, the word
efendim
can also mean pardon, as well as sir or madam or miss. Now let's continue with the key vocabulary in this unit.
Bir şey değil.
Not at all.
Bir şey değil.
Akdeniz Oteli.
Hotel Akdeniz.
Akdeniz Oteli.
Hoş geldiniz.
Welcome.
Hoş geldiniz.
Now let's pause again and make sure you've really learned those new words and phrases.
To check that you can say them all, try to complete the interrupted words you hear. Try to say the complete word in the pause before Ison says the whole phrase. Here's an example.
Akdeniz Oteli lüt.
Please.
Akdeniz Oteli lütfen.
And this time you say it in the pause.
Akdeniz Oteli lüt.
Akdeniz Oteli lütfen.
Der.
Derhal.
Hoş.
Hoş geldiniz.
Bir ka.
Bir kahve.
Bir şey.
Bir şey değil.
That's good. Now listen to the last of the new words and phrases.
And as before, listen and then repeat in the pause after Attila and Ison say them the second time.
Bu.
This.
Bu.
Memnun oldum.
Pleased to meet you.
Memnun oldum.
Ben.
I.
Ben.
Ben de.
I, too.
Ben de.
Bey.
Mr.
Bey.
Hanım.
Mrs. or Miss.
Hanım.
Çok güzel.
Very nice or beautiful.
Çok güzel.
Başlayalım mı?
Shall we begin?
Başlayalım mı?
Listen carefully now to this next phrase.
Başlayalım.
Most of the sounds are the same as in the previous phrase, but two sounds are missing.
The first phrase,
başlayalım mı?
Was the question, shall we begin?
The second one,
başlayalım,
was the friendly command, let's begin. So listen and repeat.
Başlayalım.
And now let's make sure you really know all the words and phrases in the list by listening to some short conversations. You should understand everything.
A visitor to Turkey is met at the airport by a colleague and shown around the town.
Başlayalım mı?
Evet, başlayalım. Ali Korkmaz?
Evet, benim adım Ali. Ali Korkmaz.
Merhaba. Memnun oldum Ali Bey. Benim adım Ayşe. Ayşe Bulut.
Did you get that? Ayşe meets Ali and checks that he's the man she was waiting for. Then she introduces herself and tells him how pleased she is to meet him.
Next, Ayşe shows Ali some interesting buildings as she takes him to his hotel in a taxi.
Taxi.
Merhaba.
Akdeniz Oteli lütfen.
Akdeniz Oteli.
Evet, Akdeniz Oteli.
Güzel.
Bu istasyon.
Çok güzel.
Bu otel.
Akdeniz Oteli.
Evet, Akdeniz Oteli.
So, they took a taxi to Hotel Akdeniz. And on the way, Ali saw and admired the train station.
Now for some more useful dialogues.
But with the Turkish you've learned already, you'll have no trouble understanding them.
Kafe.
Merhaba.
Buyurun efendim.
Bir kahve lütfen.
Derhal.
Teşekkür ederim.
Bir şey değil.
Taksi.
Akdeniz Oteli lütfen.
Efendim? Akdeniz Oteli?
Evet. Akdeniz Oteli. Otel.
Merhaba efendim. Hoş geldiniz.
Merhaba. Benim adım Atilla. Atilla Oymak.
Tanışma.
Merhaba Ayşe Hanım.
Merhaba Doktor Bey. Bu Atilla Oymak.
Merhaba. Memnun oldum Atilla Bey. Ben Selim Soyer.
İstasyon.
Bu istasyon.
Çok güzel.
Now here are those dialogues again, but this time, listen and repeat.
Kafe.
Merhaba.
Buyurun efendim.
Bir kahve lütfen.
Derhal.
Teşekkür ederim.
Bir şey değil.
Taksi.
Akdeniz Oteli lütfen.
Efendim? Akdeniz Oteli?
Evet. Akdeniz Oteli. Otel.
Merhaba efendim. Hoş geldiniz.
Merhaba. Benim adım Atilla. Atilla Oymak.
Tanışma.
Merhaba Ayşe Hanım.
Merhaba Doktor Bey. Bu Atilla Oymak.
Merhaba, memnun oldum Atilla Bey. Ben Selim Soyer.
İstasyon.
Bu istasyon.
Çok güzel.
Part C. Test yourself.
In Part C, you can practice adapting some of the sentences you've learned to cope with new situations.
So, think how you would say the following.
Hilton Hotel, please.
Hello, Ms. Ayşe.
My name is... followed by your name.
Hello, Doctor.
Here are those sentences again. But this time, say each sentence in Turkish after you hear it in English and before you hear Aysun say it.
Hilton Hotel, please.
Hilton Oteli, lütfen.
Hello, Ms. Ayşe.
Merhaba, Ayşe Hanım.
My name is Ayşe.
Benim adım Ayşe.
Hello, Doctor.
Merhaba, Doktor Bey.
So, you can now greet people in Turkish and say what your name is. You can also understand a lot of Turkish words and phrases and pronounce them correctly.
To make sure you really know all the language of Unit 1, listen to it several times. Let the Turkish sink in and become part of you.
And when you've done that, you'll be ready to move on to Unit 2. We'll speak to you there.